Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Soul Purpose. With your host, international psychic medium, Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry with his unique blend of psychic readings and insights alongside some amazing guests. Call now and be a part of the show with this respected Sky Television psychic, 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling from outside the USA, prefix 001 or simply register to the chat room. So now, please welcome your host, Jerry Humphries.
And a very, very warm welcome to Soul Purpose on this Wednesday, the 20th, I can't get my brain in gear, it's the 26th of December. I knew when I was sitting here, I thought, I can't remember the date. Now, isn't that amazing? It just shows really, I suppose, just how quick that seems to fly by. As I said, very warm welcome. Please do come and get interactive with the show. With me, Jerry Humphries, and I do have a guest with me here this evening. I'll introduce to you in a couple of minutes' time. How do you get interactive with Soul Purpose? You can ring in. We are part of the Mike Spirit Network. You can ring in on 760-283-4611. If you're dialing from outside the USA, please prefix that with 001. You can also come in on Skype too. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/Mike Spirit FM, there's a little Skype button near the top of the page. You can call in on Skype. You can also listen to a podcast of the show as well. And you can go into the chat room if you just register. It's free of charge to register with Blog Talk Radio. Get set up a little account and you can interact in the chat room. So that's all sort of like the T's and C's. As I said, it is Wednesday the 26th. How have you been over this past few days? Have you been celebrating Christmas? Have you found that maybe it's just been just another day in the diary? Another day that you just want to get through and out the other end? Are you perhaps already looking to the new year? What does the year 2013 hold? Are you wanting to know what the new year is going to bring in for you? It's been quite an interesting time, I feel, because with a lot of my private clients that I've been speaking to, just a week before the holiday period was really kicking in, we seem to be focusing, people were focusing a lot on relationships, communications and emotional things. And then it seemed to suddenly change into work and what I call earthly matters, which is like work and the home and all the material things. And then suddenly people were realizing that, hey, look, it's not very long before this year ends. This 5 year that we've been in draws to a conclusion and we embark on this new energy of 2013, which is a 6 year. It's the snake energy next year. And this can be, for a lot of people, a very, very powerful and strong time when it comes to relationships. Fortunately, we don't have any major planetary influences occurring until the late in February. We do have a full moon, and it's quite a strong full moon. Here in the UK, when I was looking at the moon last night, I was noticing how high it was in the sky and how close the pole star appeared to be to the moon visually. From where I was looking, and the moon was quite strong, so this is a really good time. Full moons can be about closure, putting things to rest. The rest of this month, this is a 5 month as well as a 5 year, but this month is also about letting things close that are no longer needed. So what are the things in your life maybe that you feel that you no longer need? As I said, how do you want to change things around? Are you going to use this wonderful tool of cosmic ordering that we talk about a lot here, not just myself, but the other fabulous host here on Mike Spirit FM? Talk a lot about cosmic ordering. Have you ever tried it? Why not? It works. It does in my experience anyway. So what are you looking for into the new year? Come through and have a chat with myself. Always my guest. And so the number you need is 760-283-4611. As I said, I do have a guest with me this evening. This is This is a lady who I've worked with before in the media. She has appeared on Sky TV, satellite TV here in the UK. She's had a wealth of experience, and somebody who was aware even as a child that of her past lives. Now, this is something I find quite fascinating, so I'll be talking to her a little bit about that as well. She's also a practitioner with the Australian Bushflower Essences and Remedies, which is something else I find extremely fascinating, so I'm going to get her to talk about that. But let's introduce you to her, and this is the wonderful Gail Hart. Gail, very good evening here at Autism here in the UK. Very good evening to you. How are you?
Good evening, Jerry. Very nice to speak to you again.
Long time. We haven't. I was trying to remember the last time that we actually worked together.
A long time ago, over a year, I would imagine.
We were working on another show in another part of the UK at that time. But I have one imbibing memory of you. Which is that when we were both going to be working on the show at the same time, when our shifts coincided, you had your camper van with you.
Absolutely.
And you were sitting outside your camper van playing a musical instrument, because you also play in a band, don't you?
I do. I'm a woman of many facets.
Right.
I play the ukulele.
And I always remember that, because I remember you sitting there rehearsing your ukulele. Gail, it's lovely to connect with you again. Now, there are obviously going to be a lot of people listening to Soul Purpose today who don't know who you are or what you do. So would you like to explain perhaps how you started working as a psychic and what your skills are? And when were you first aware that you had these abilities or gifts?
Yeah, of course. It's a very commonly asked question, so I should be able to rattle it off with no problem now. My usual answer is I was aware of things like past lives from the age of 4, which is a very, very early age to start. And so you can imagine, you know, I grew up with a lot of confusion of like not quite knowing who I was and what was going on. I got to about 12 at school, and we had an English lesson where we had to pretend to be gypsy fortune tellers, and we were practicing palmistry. Now, the interesting thing is, Jerry, I actually went to a Roman Catholic school where such things were usually frowned upon. So it's kind of ironic that that's where I should start my kind of, you know, esoteric gifts. And the girl I was practicing on turned around and said, just announced to the whole class that I was for real, I could really do it. And to me, I was just coming out with random stuff. The words I was coming out with, I didn't even really know the meanings of, but it just seemed appropriate. And pretty much how I work now, to be honest, Jerry, sometimes I just kind of let things come out of my mouth. Sometimes that gets me in trouble, you know, but it's a kind of interesting way to earn a living. And I first started working with divination cards when I was about 19. And I found my way to a local spiritualist centre. And, you know, after practice on family and friends, I started to work with the public. And I was charging something like £5 a reading, you know, real bargain, even in those days. So, you know, I was working, you know, at a very young age, at 19. I'm nearly 30 years on now that I've been working with cards. And I also still use the palmistry. I like to try a bit of tea leaves, a bit of crystal ball. I've done champagne reading. So I like to have a bit of fun with what I'm doing, Jerry.
Champagne readings. Now, does that mean you have to taste or drink the champagne before you read it? Or?
Unfortunately, no.
Poo.
The client gets to do that, which is fun for the client. So if you're having a party and you want to pop open some bubbly and you need a bit of an excuse, then yes, I can do that. I do like to stay sober when I'm doing my readings. I think that if you mix, what do they say? Don't mix spirit with spirit is what they say, isn't it? Because I think you can get a bit carried away.
Yes.
And a bit like, nobody likes a drunken bore, do they? So I think sometimes, you know, you can just get a bit over enthusiastic with yourself. And I can remember somebody who'd had a few Ribenas, so to speak, who'd given me a reading once, and I thought, yeah, okay, you've crossed the boundary now. You know, you're going on and going on, and the poor person didn't know when to stop. So I think, you know, to stay sober while you're doing your readings is very important.
Do you find also at the moment that sometimes we can, as psychics, make things too complicated? I don't know about you, but I've been finding recently that I've actually sort of pruned back the things or the ways or the tools that I work with, and I'm at the moment I'm being very much drawn by my guides to just to get things back to basics. Have you found that at all recently?
That's interesting, actually, Jerry, because on one of my websites, my entertainment website, I have a lot of choices that people can go to for different types of reading. And when people say to me, well, what's the best way? You know, how's the best way to work? Should I have palm? Should I have tarot? Should I have crystal ball? And really, like, if you're working with your guides, it really doesn't matter, because the message is coming from them. And whatever tool we use is really just a gimmick, isn't it? And, yeah, I think you can kind of over egg the pudding sometimes. True.
What was your first ever, in quotes, psychic experience?
Well, it must have been when I was about 7 years old. I still had my grandparents alive at that age. And they lived, I lived at the time in Morden in Surrey, and my grandparents lived in West Norwood. And we didn't often, you know, bump into them. It's quite a distance. I don't know how many miles it is between West Norwood and Morden, but, you know, it's a fair distance. And we were in a local park, Nonsuch Park, with my family. I was with my sister and my mum and dad. And I just got a really strong feeling that my grandmother was there, my Nana was there. And I could see these figures a couple of fields away, and they were literally dots on the horizon. There's no way you could tell who they were. They were too far away. And I said to my mum, that's Nana over there. And she's like, don't be silly. Don't be silly. It could be anyone. Why would she be at this park? And I was absolutely convinced. I said, that's Nana. That's Granddad. That's my Aunt Yvonne. That's my cousins. And just to humour me, because I was so persistent, my mum and dad said, okay, you know, what have we got to lose? Let's walk towards them. And sure enough, they were absolutely gobsmacked when it turned out to be my whole family. And, you know, and they said, how did you find us in these fields? And I said, Gail showed us, you know, where you were. And things like, we had a really old TV in a cabinet in those days, when you used to call out the TV repairman rather than get a new one.
Yeah.
And it was always me that had to put my hands on the telly to soothe the static. So my earliest healing experiences were on the TV from a young age, which was kind of bizarre, but nobody else could do it. And it would always be in the family, or somebody's lost something. And it was almost like a joke, you know, like, well, ask Gail, where is it? You know, where's the keys? Where's this? I'm not so good at that these days, but certainly when I was a kid, you know, the things you take for granted, you know, I'm very good. I've got a very close friend who says she only has to think of me and the phone will ring and it'll be me. So I think that we all are psychically connected one way or another. And I, in the same way that I think we can all cook, just some of us are better at it than others, I think we all have intuition. I think we've all got ability. So when people say to me, "How?" You know, as if it's some amazing thing that I'm psychic, it kind of tickles me, Jerry, because I just think, well, why aren't you? Why are you not using your gift? You know, because I think we all are.
But it boils down to me. Now, this is where Jerry's probably going to get on his soapbox now. And if I do that, you won't get me off until the show closes at 11.
Okay.
First of all, I totally agree with you about how we're all interconnected, because I very much look at what's called the 6 degrees of separation.
Sure.
And totally how on we had this transpersonal link, although I think it's narrowed down more now from when it was first formulated after World War One. But secondly, is it a person's purpose to use their abilities? It may not be, of course, or they just may not choose to.
Professionally?
No, just in life in general, let alone professionally. A lot of people, you're right, everybody has an intuitive side. Everybody should be able to feel and sense things, but a lot of people choose not to because they just don't want to.
Do you know, Jerry, I have these really interesting conversations with people that tell me they're skeptics and they're non-believers, and I say that's fine. My mission in life is not to convert anyone or to convince them that my way is better than anybody else's, and I totally respect people's point of view and their beliefs. And then these so-called skeptics will then come out with the most amazing stories and experiences they've had, then say, but I'm not psychic. Or that wasn't a spirit. That wasn't like, and they'll give me the most that a professional psychic would give their right arm to have. I just think, hang on a minute. How can you say you're a non-believer when this has just happened to you? So that does tickle me. And I think that one of the things I do constantly remind people of when I have clients and I say, you know, you have your own instincts, they don't trust it, is that we forget we're animals. You know, we're not pieces of rock. We're mammals. We're animals, and we have our sixth sense. We have our intuition. We have our fight or flight instincts all in place, and we forget it. And maybe as psychics, we're more tuned into it. We're more amplified with it. We're working with it on a more day-to-day basis. But you will get so-called skeptics saying to me, "My hair stood on end. My stomach turned over. I had butterflies." Mm-hmm. And that is such a common response to our senses that, you know, how can that not be a part of your intuition or your psychic ability? And it may be people just don't understand the terms that we use. They think it's something extra special to themselves, but it's not.
No, that's very true. But then again, of course, if everybody was working at the same level, you and I'd be out of a job, so...
Oh, well, there is that. Let's come up and learn a fortune, eh?
But it's all about education. It's all about helping people to understand and helping people, if they, again, for me, it's if they choose to how they can develop their own awareness or whatever they want to call it. But you're right, I mean, the skeptics of the world, and I've had the same thing. I can remember sitting outside the TV studios at Milton Keynes one day, and it was bright sunny weather, and suddenly this couple came and sat next to me. It obviously worked somewhere else in the building, and she just looked at me and said, "Oh, you're one of those psychic people, aren't you, from on that TV show?" I said, "Yes."
And she said, "Well, of course I don't believe." At the time,
I had my magic wand there,
of course, and your cloak. Yeah,
that's it. And she said, "Well, not that I believe in any of this rubbish." She said, "Rubbish." She said, "Go on, tell me something. Tell me something about me." Oh. And I said, "Well, I'm having my lunch, but if I must," and I did. And she just sat there and she said, and I won't use the words that she said. Okay. And I said, "But you know, this is not, as you said, this is not a unique thing." And it was just, and she said, "Well, that one sentence that you've just spoken," she said, "what you've just told me about me," she says, "already changed my way of thinking," she said, "because I've looked at shows like this before," she said, "I've looked at people like you before, and I thought, what a load of rubbish." And it took one sentence. And I've hoped, you know, if that's what we can do for people, we can just, you know, just spread the word a little bit.
Yeah. But isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting, though, that we have to prove it? And in what other line of work are you constantly having to prove yourself? I guess if you're a doctor, then you constantly have people coming up saying, "Oh, can you have a look at me gammy leg or my funny eye or whatever?" And sometimes, do you find sometimes it's hard to just kind of not be the psychic, not be the kind of sideshow, and just to kind of be yourself? Because I find people are just so fascinated by it. But if I don't, like, that's why the music is important to me, that I've got another outlet, another focus, where I'm not beaming out all the time. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. It's very difficult, and I have told this story on air before, but I'll just very quickly whiz through it again. I was in hospital having to have an op just over a year ago, when I'd been wheeled down to theatre, and the anaesthetist assistant had come out, and she was ticking off her checklist to make sure I had two arms, two legs, etc., and then came to the part, "What do you do for a living?" She said, "What do you do for a living?" And I just said, "Professional psychic." Well, as she was wheeling me in to then to into the theatre, she was asking me to
Did
give
she
her...
shove her hands in your face and say, read my palm?
No, she was just saying, what she said, what do you pick up about me? And the anaesthetist is now trying to get the cannula in my wrist to get the injection in to send me to sleep. Anyway, after the op, I'm back on recovery, and I suddenly wake up as if spirit had pushed me back into my body, because I just shot up in the bed.
Yeah.
And I just sat up, and the recovery nurse was next to me, and she was fiddling and diddling. She said, "You'll be all right. You'll be fine." By the way, she said, "I hear you're a professional psychic." And I thought, And she said, "Do you pick anything up about me?" I said, "Look, it may have escaped your attention, but I've just come out of fairly major surgery, and I've just been shoved back into my body." But it continued, you know, and whilst I was in the hospital, every time a nurse came round...
Isn't it lovely that everyone is fascinated?
But not then.
I get the same thing, Jerry. I do a lot of party work and corporate work. And sometimes I've done a very long drive. If I might have been booked somewhere like Birmingham, for example, which for me is a three-hour journey from lovely sunny Essex. And I'll get there really tired, thinking that all I want now is just to sit down, have a cup of tea before I start working. And when I work really, really hard, as you know. And I'll get in the lift, and the event organizer will be really excited and hype, and, "Oh, you're the fortune teller." And they'll be shoving their palm under my nose while I've still got my coat on and my bag and I have keys in my hand, going, do you mind waiting until I've actually... I think sometimes people don't realize that you have to kind of power up a little bit, or, you know, I maybe not everyone does it, but I certainly like to have a little meditation before I start working, mainly for a shift of consciousness. Yeah. And maybe people don't. But the funny thing is what you've reminded me of with your hospital story. And again, going back to a very young age when I was 20, and working in a pub in Wimbledon, which is now closed down, as a lot of pubs have. And somebody, although I'm a professional psychic now, that's mainly what I do, apart from the band. You know, I don't have a day job, so to speak, because this is my day job. And I was working in a bar at the age of 20, and I can't help picking up on people, as I'm sure you can't, you know, much as I try and switch it off. And someone was giving me the change, and I saw their palm, and I said one or two things. I said, "You know, you're going on a journey," or whatever it is, you know, that you see in the palms. And so the guy was fascinated, and I ended up doing like a 5-minute palm reading. The next thing I knew, I had a queue of people all wanting their palms read. Well, the manageress found out that that's what I was, you know, my thing. I was good at what I could do. The next thing I knew, she had cleared a back room in the function room of the pub, and she had people coming in for private readings while I was meant to be serving pints.
Excellent.
It was amazing.
Now, if you would like to take advantage, guys out there, if you want to have a reading with Gail today, then you can. And I know there are people in the system already, and we are going to, Gail, we're going to start to do some reading soon, because that's really what the show is all about. So if you would like to be a part of Soul Purpose, if you'd like to have a reading with Gail or with myself, then the number you need is 760-283-4611. As I said before, if you're dialing from outside the USA, please prefix 001 to that number. Join us in the Blog Talk Radio chat room. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, you can join us in the chat room. You can set up an account. It is totally free to set up an account in there. You can interact with us throughout the show. Now, we have also got some music. So I think what we'll do, we'll play our first piece of music, and then we're going to go to our first caller, which will be the lovely Sonia, I believe, has been waiting patiently. So let's go to our first piece of music. This is people who have listened to the show before know that I'm a bit of a child of the 70s me. But this lady and her vocal performances is, and I believe she's still doing concerts even now, is absolutely amazing. And this is the fabulous Miss Tina Turner.
When I was a little girl, just the way
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Now, unfortunately, I happened to miss out on the great sing-off that was going to be taking place last Sunday, I think it was, with Mike Davis and Nick Humphries. I must ask Mike how he went on. He must have won, though. I will catch up with him. As you heard, people, that is the roadshow, first of the Mike Spirit roadshows, 22nd and 23rd of February in Neath, a lovely part of Wales. You'll hear lots of information coming through on the other shows throughout the week here on the Mike Spirit FM network. You can also find information, and it will be updated, obviously, the nearer we get, the more information will come up on Facebook. You can find it all on Facebook.com, and just look for the events page for the Mike Spirit Roadshow. Right, we have some callers waiting, and we are going to go straight to our first call. So I must say a very warm welcome to Sonia. Sonia, hi.
Hello.
How are you there? Hello,
hi,
Sonia.
Guys.
How are
you? Thank you for taking my call. Good, I'm doing great.
Good. Whereabouts are you calling from, Sonia?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Ah, you're the lady that always reminds me of that tune that's going to go around in my head again. Sonia, my sweet, I'm going to leave you in the very capable hands of Gail. So, Gail.
Hi.
Over to you, and I'll leave you to link with Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Gail. How are you?
Nice to meet you. Okay. What would you like?
I'd like to know about currently buying a home.
Okay.
It looks like, you know, I've finally, you know, found a property. I thought it wasn't the full through, but after a lot of back and forth negotiating, you know, my realtor was able to, you know, tell me that, you know, they're willing to, you know, negotiate a little bit, and I'm reducing a little bit the price and helping out with some of the closing costs. So, you know, I finally decided that, okay, I'm going to go through with this, and they're in the process of presenting this, which was already approved before, you know, to the seller. And I finally decided, you know, I'm going to, you know, buy this property. So I just wanted to see, you know, how you saw that coming through.
Well, I've been putting some cards down for you as we've been talking, Sonia, and it does show me that security is very important to you at this moment in time. And but it does, you know, exactly as you're saying, a lot of obstacles seem to be coming in the way. And I'm wondering if you're, well, I'm going to ask if you're attached to one particular place rather than expanding your options. Because my feeling is that there's a kind of, not stubbornness, but a kind of, this is where I really want to be. And sometimes I think that if the powers that be don't actually feel that that is the best place for you, it will feel as though you're being tripped over. So I'm going to ask if it feels like you're being tripped over at the moment.
Well, not at all, because in the middle and entering, I've seen many other properties which are very close in price. But they are much smaller, and
okay,
even, you know, the taxes are higher. So it doesn't matter what I look like, And I know market prices, or home prices, are going to start going up, you know, rather soon. And the interest rates are very low. So if I, you know, if I don't take opportunity of this, it's going to affect me that I will have to end up paying more. It's going to get so high that I won't be able to buy anything. So
yeah, no,
that's the reason why I came back to this, and it looks like they're willing.
Yeah.
I haven't withdrawn my opportunity yet. So I've seen a lot. Trust me, a lot.
I would, to be honest with you, and I don't like to kind of put on pretenses on you, I would love to be able to sit here and say, yes, everything's fine, it's all going to be wonderful, but you would then kind of like want to come and strangle me a month later saying, but it wasn't, Gail. So I'm going to be honest with you and just say what's coming up here is that there's still delays for whatever reason. Okay, so it kind of feels as though not necessarily a bad timing at the moment, but just a lot of hassle and a lot of aggravation. It does look as though there's some cooperation coming from friends, though. It does feel as though you're going to get some extra help in getting the property that you're after. But it does feel as though, I would say, a delay for a few more weeks. Yeah, I'm going to say at least another 6 weeks. After that, to be honest, I think that's buying houses in general. It very, very rarely goes as smooth as you would hope. But it does show that once that clears, you're going to stand a lot more in control and peace will prevail. I do want to ask if there is a young man coming in with you in this property.
A young man? No.
Right.
No.
Right. You don't have a son or anything like that?
A what?
A son.
No. I mean, I have a nephew, but, you know, that's a different story. He is with me now, by the way. He's spending some vacation with me.
Oh, okay. Well, what I'm going to say then is because the card's showing a young man kind of being helpful towards you, if he's the closest around you at the moment, maybe listen to his suggestions as well, no matter how bizarre it may sound, because I kind of feel that there's a young man coming in around you on a kind of soothing level, so that whatever aggravation you're kind of picking up, and house hunting and house buying is frustrating, let's face it, you know, so it just kind of comes in to kind of clear the way. Jerry mentioned about a full moon, so this is talking about the other side of a full moon where things are much more smooth running for you. And then what I do see is it's almost like after going up the hill, then yes, the rest is fine. But it does look as though it's a bit of a struggle before.
I mean, when you're saying 6 weeks, there is already a contract with a target date, you know, for closing. You know, I already give a down payment check, and I've gotten that far. And they're kind of just waiting because I think the folks are on vacation and I think they're going to start, you know, coming back as soon as the holidays are over. But I spoke to my realtor this morning and she did, you know, she's preparing another document, you know.
Yeah, my feeling is not to rush because sometimes when we want something so badly, we can try to kind of push it a little bit further than it's ready to happen.
I'm not rushing because I'm going in my second month dealing with this, and I've been the one slow, actually. I've been the one taking it slow. I mean, but how much more am I going to drag it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going in my second month, you know.
Yeah. Well, how much more is a hard one, isn't it? I still feel a six-week period where it is kind of like hanging in the balance, so to speak. It does feel as though there's not as good communication as there could be. So it kind of feels to me that on the side, not on your side, but on the other side, it's kind of feeling as though somebody's not being clear with you, not giving you all the relevant information. And that's where I feel just hold up a bit, wait for more information to be revealed to you. But I feel the other side of the 6 weeks, I know it's really frustrating that you have to wait that long, is where I do see more contentment.
I'm not. I'm trying to follow you, but I'm just trying to say like 6 weeks for what exactly? Because they already, you know, we've been back and forth with the offer, and they already told me what they wanted. I'm willing to give it to them.
Right.
You know, as far as fees and everything. So I'm not sure 6 weeks for what. So.
Okay, let's ask what that is then for you. For more security. So that's where I feel the deal is done, so to speak, because it just shows financial transactions in that time. and you're feeling a lot more secure with what you have. So it just feels that up until that point there's uncertainty, but by that time there's more surety of what you have.
Do you feel
that makes sense?
Well, I need to know because I don't want to be wasting my time here and like with the whole process.
Sure.
Do you feel this will go through,
Right. I do get a feeling that you've got success at the outcome of it, Sonia, but it just kind of feels at the moment, as I tune into it, my stomach is kind of getting, like, anxious.
Right,
so
at the moment, no, but...
Yeah, well, it just, for me, my stomach is getting anxious, which usually says to me to just kind of hold off a bit.
Right.
As I was trying to say, that when I work with my instincts as well, so for whatever reason... To me, it's not feeling as smooth running as it possibly could be.
Right.
Because what can sometimes happen is that whether it's planetary influences or whatever influences, a timing thing, when things aren't going as smooth as they could be, it's usually for a bigger reason than we can see at that moment in time. All this is suggesting to you is that your eventual outcome is successful. But the next few weeks, much as I would love it to be wonderful for you, and if I could create it for you, I absolutely would. I would get my magic wand out today for you. But for whatever reason, sometimes the planets are just not in your favor or whatever. It's not saying that it's not going to happen. But it's just saying it's a bit more difficult at this moment in time. Do you understand that?
Well, one thing I want to explain is because, I mean, I know it will take a while because the contract that we're writing up, the realtor asked me today, when is your closing date? And I told her, February 18th. So I know nothing was going to happen before that.
Right.
So
okay.
I know the target date is February 18th.
Well, that's brilliant because you knew that, but I didn't. And the cards are reflecting that. So so the cards are in agreement with you, basically. Yeah?
Right.
You got to understand, I didn't know that.
Okay.
So you knew that. That was obvious to you. But
I've
never met you before. And this is what the cards reflect, exactly what you're saying. So
I can't do anything before that. You know, you can't just go and change things if you're bound by that contract.
That's it. That's how it's feeling because it just shows there's restrictions before that period in time. And if you try to kind of change things or force them, it's not necessarily going to go in your favor. You know,
I'm not trying to. That's the time I told her, even though she wanted February 4th or the 11th, and I'm like, listen, the day I can do it is the 18th.
Okay, shall we pull cards for the 18th then for you?
Sure.
Let's have a little look. Okay. Again, oddly enough, it's showing a male influence, even though you're female. So it's showing a helping hand. So somebody who comes in to assist. And it shows you kind of putting money into the project. So whether you're making improvements, I get a good feel about it. Again, you're getting financial cards coming up, Sonia, so it feels as though it's a good investment for you. And
it shows
a good neighbour around you. It shows like a happy couple close by, or that you'll be inviting a happy couple into your home to share your home with. Not necessarily to live there, but, you know, to come around for meals. But, yeah, much, much calmer cards around that time. And I don't have the obstacle cards that were coming up earlier, Sonia.
Right.
So
well, that's
good
because the other thing, too, is that the house I'm living in, half of it is rented. And, of course, once I move out, this other half will be vacant. So my plan is to rent the other part out. I'm looking more like to make it available for March, you know, because February I'll be moving and, you know.
So that could be the rental side where you've got people coming in then, so either a couple or a man on his own.
Right.
Yeah. That would explain why you've got good financial cards coming in.
Right. So do you see that happening? Like, do you see me like falling through with the... Well, you say you saw a couple, so most likely that's what it is, right?
I think as well to just kind of have your common sense about you because when you're renting out, just not to leave everything for chance because what I'm feeling here is to make sure that you have a watertight contract, which
not only
a psychic would tell you, you know, it's a common sense thing, isn't it? Let's face it.
Yeah.
The reason I'm saying that is because there is an influence of trickery coming in with your cards. So it is showing it's more likely that somebody would try to find a loophole in the contract. than not. So when there's certain cards that when they come up, they're almost like caution cards to me. They're saying, check this, check that. Don't leave things to chance. So it just reminds you not to be casual about your contract arrangement.
Right.
Okay?
I will do the same as that because I've been renting upstairs for 10 years. And all my tenants are screened. I check their background. Yeah. I make them sign a contract. And I will do the same thing for this. But thank you for the advice.
Yeah, because sometimes when you've had a good tenant for a long time, you can then not become slack. You know, you kind of forget to be as scrupulous as you once were.
Right.
So the card
will
just
be very
reminding
sorry.
You that.
Yeah.
No. Because I just get a feeling somebody's going to try to kind of say, well, actually, it didn't say this here or that there, and just make sure, you know, again, reread it and say, is it relevant to what I'm needing right now.
I'll jump in here, guys. It's, hope there's been some help. Sonia, I'm sorry, love.
Sure, thank you very much.
I need to bring the call to a close, my lovely.
Nice to meet you, Sonia. Thank you.
And, Sonia, remember, love, you can always go back and listen to the podcast of the show if you want to go back and have another listen to the reading, because I know sometimes we get so involved in it and we don't always hear what is the essence of the energy or the message that Spirit are giving. So go to mikespirit.fm or you can go to my website and the details I'll give out later on. You can always listen back to the show and to your reading. So that the thing I was just also noticing there, Gail, with the lovely Sonia, was that this is obviously something that she's really, really, you know, so deeply passionate about, but she was very much going with what her head was telling her rather than with what rather than what she was trying to feel with it. And this is where we have to, you know, I work with something, I call it inspired action. That is, if it flows like water and it feels right, it happens.
Derek, you find sometimes you're almost having arguments with people because your own convictions are like, do you know, you're asking my opinion and I really feel this, and then the other person's saying, yeah, but I think this, and you end up kind of almost locking horns and you think, well, you did ask. So
the thing is, you see, this is where this lady is very much obviously at the moment working with human law, because she's going through the property people out in Pennsylvania and this, that and the other, attorneys or whatever. But see, this is where, because you and I work with universal law as well as human law.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to explain to people that universal law can override human law if it's meant to happen.
You know,
but you have to tap into that energy.
Totally.
You've got to tap into that energy.
Yeah, and the amount of times where we get really frustrated because things aren't, we try to, one of my favourite expressions is, you can't force nature. You can't force things to happen. You can't force the flowers open. So when people say to me, when is this going to happen? It's like saying to me, when am I going to have my tomatoes? Is it going to be on the 16th or the 17th?
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, they'll be ripe when they're ripe. You know, it depends on circumstances when the time is right. And a lot of people get very fixed up on dates, times and numbers. And, you know, that for a psychic can be very frustrating because we're working with natural law, like you say. And another thing that I found, I no longer get frustrated when I'm delayed for things. I've had times where my car hasn't started for no reason whatsoever. And I thought, okay, I'm being stopped, I'm being delayed. Maybe I couldn't find my car keys. Maybe the usual one with me, couldn't find me money or my credit card or whatever it is, you know, my bank card. And then I've gone out, and especially I remember one particular time getting into my car after it wouldn't start, getting onto the motorway, which I'm very close to, and had I been that 5 or 10 minutes earlier, I would have driven straight into a crash. So I count my blessings when I'm delayed.
Absolutely, yeah.
I look constantly for signs and signals. And I kind of almost thankful when, stop, slow down, whatever the signals are.
We must move on to our next caller.
Okay.
And I believe that we have Nastasia on the line. Is that right? Have I said your name right? Nastasia, are you there?
Are you
Nastasia?
Talking to me?
Is it Nastasia? Yeah, hi, my lovely. Whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan, and it's Natasha.
Natasha, I do beg your pardon, my sweet. I can't see to write down.
How are you today? How are you both?
We are okay. I'm just about. And before we came on air, we were both myself and Gail and the producer were saying, why is it that over this particular period at the moment do these cold and flu viruses seem to be flying around again? But well, no, we're still here. We are standing, and I'm getting my energy from spirit. So let's give you some of the energy. And how can we help you today, Natasha?
Okay. I am calling to see what you're picking up on a relationship that, you know, went kind of south, about a month ago or two. And I want to see if you see that this person is going to come back into my life.
Right. I'll dive in with this one, if that's okay, to start off with. And then you might even get two for the price of one, Natasha. Let's see. So, Natasha, let me just see what I'm picking up here for you. Okay, if I could ask you just to mute your mic, my lovely.
Yes, sure.
Thank you. Natasha. Oh, hello. Right. You've got a very complicated person around you. As I'm linking with the person you're asking about, to me it feels like they wouldn't know whether they were eating breakfast or having a haircut, because their head seems to be buzzing in about 5 million different directions. This is also a person who very much tends to overanalyze every part of life that they can possibly overanalyze. So they nitpick at things, and then they make things very complicated. And I also feel that there's a situation around them at the moment, Natasha, that they haven't quite understood what they need or how they need to be dealing with it, or why they need to be dealing with it. As you may know, Natasha, if you've listened to the show before, I work a lot with Native American energy, and I have my Native American medicine animal cards. And as I was focusing on him, the one medicine animal coming through was the spider. And the spider always says that this is a situation at the moment that, for the rest of this month at least, could be somewhat complicated. It could be a little bit messy. Oh, have
okay.
I still got you? I've got beeps on the line now. So I feel at the moment that this is where you just need to leave things where they are, because you won't get any sense out of this person, even if they were to be in touch with you. They wouldn't have anything probably that they could say, that apart from a load of rubbish, that because they don't know what they want, they don't know where they're at. However, there's definitely an attraction there between the two of you. He's definitely attracted to you. I just want him to be able to leave the past where it belongs, and for some reason at the moment he hasn't got to grips with why he should.
Okay.
Now, as you move into the new year, into 2013, it is a 6 year. It is a very powerful year for emotions. It's a very powerful year for relationships. And I feel that you start off January feeling yourself as we were talking earlier about everybody having their own intuition, you will start to sense or feel that this person is getting a little bit closer to you, even though they don't seem to get in touch with you immediately. Now, as Gail was just saying, that we don't, as psychics, we do try to give dates or timings on things, but it's very difficult. I'm very much aware, though, that this guy goes through a bit of a change in attitude around the 9th or 10th of January. There seems to be a lot more positive energy around him at that time. And he will get in touch with you, but he gets in touch when he's ready.
All right, I understand.
So
okay.
There is some sort of communication to happen sometime through next month.
I'm sorry.
Try
My apologies.
No, carry on.
I was going to ask, when you say communication, is this communication to try and fix things within the relationship, or is this just basic, how are you doing type communication?
It will be, I feel, quite an inconsequential contact. It's almost like he's going to ring up and say to you, have you seen the price of potato chips down at the mall recently? It's something really stupid he's going to ask you. And in a way, that's just sounding you out. You know, and it builds on that. This is a person who is going to take things at snail's pace.
I understand. Sounds like him. Yeah.
If you have the patience to take this forwards at a slow pace, then it has every potential of working out. But you know, this man's a worrier. Yeah. And although he is, you know, as I said, he has a good heart, and he certainly, I feel, is looking to build something really strong and special in a relationship with someone. I just want, as I said, the biggest thing for me here is that he still has these old emotional memories flying around, and he just doesn't seem to want to let them go. So yeah. In a way, he stops himself from moving forwards because he keeps holding on to the past.
I completely understand.
And something, I mean, I'm looking back into maybe June or July of this year around him as well. There was something that was a little bit of an upheaval time around him in those months, particularly the July month. But he's certainly, you know, he certainly is, I feel, going to make an effort, but it's a slow one.
Okay. One last question before I go. I don't want to go into detail on this call, but he's dealing with challenges in his life. If we reconnect, do you see that he can overcome some of those challenges?
This is a person, Natasha, who could overcome anything, to be honest. I mean, again, I don't want to sound like it's a bit of a glib statement, but in his case, it's very true. It's the power of the mind. And his mind at the moment is, I can't be bothered. Now, it's a shame because that is just how this past few months, particularly sort of, I'm going back into that July month, was something then that really, I feel, gave him a bit of a kick when he didn't need it. And he's just got to try and change his way of thinking a little bit. And we often say, psychics, if there's something in your life that you can't change, then just try changing the way you think about it. And that could be the first step forward. I can see him going through a time of, if you like, a rebirthing or a reawakening. I feel that may not happen until the spring, because that seems to be his power time, and springtime of new growth, emerging. And a lot of people do flourish in the spring, but for him, it's a very definite, that is his power time, is the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
I can see a long-term, all I'm going to say in closing this week is that I can see a long-term relationship, a permanent partnership with you in 2013. I can see a lot of planning for your future coming in by the middle of February. I can see things really being emotionally strong for you and grounded very soon in the new year. But I also feel with you that you may well have a choice to make, because there is quite an interesting time in your own life circle just after the last week of February.
Okay. Interesting.
It will be.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. And, I'm going to go back into the archives and definitely listen to this again.
Please do, Mother.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Natasha. Lovely to speak with you.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's the lovely Natasha calling from Michigan. And as she said, she's going to go back into the archives, and you can do that. You can go back into the archives. You can go on to mikespirit.fm, and you can listen back to another podcast, to the podcast of the show, and any other of the shows that are here on on the Mike Spirit Network. I'm just going to we have another caller on the line. It's the lovely Alexandra. Just before I call Alexandra and go, I must apologise. I didn't see your message. You were on the wrong screen with me, so I didn't see your message. So I do apologise.
Yeah, can I just say something though, Jerry?
Please do, love. Yeah, please do.
You know, when you were doing the reading for that lovely lady, I was looking at my cards, and at first I thought we're looking at two different people here, because my cards were like, wow, this is really really good cards. But when you said the next bit about 2013 for her, then bang on with what I had, and totally about the re-emergence, and totally about the grounded relationship and a secure relationship, because that's all what I was getting. So I just wanted to kind of support you in what you're getting, because, yeah, I feel she's going for, you know, a really nice ride next year. So that's
lovely.
All I wanted
to say. Oh, thank you for that. So it's what I find my guides do very much. Well, I'm sure that you do as well. But we always track energy back, because I feel that in order to give people sometimes that little bit of validation, I always go back and look at a very quick snapshot of past, snapshot of present, and then we build on. My guides seem to build on it from there, but.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It doesn't always work like that, but generally speaking, the way that my guides work with me is we always look also back into on the timeline to see if there's been any significant trigger points anywhere, and maybe that timeline needs healing, and that's when we put, obviously, I know you do this as well, every reading we put healing into.
It's a very interesting point, Jerry, because I've done a lot of readings for people where something about a relationship issue will come up, and I'll start, you know, flowing with it, and then they'll sit there and say, but I'm single. And I'll say, well, then this must be about the relationship you've just come out of. And then they'll say, yes, they were exactly like this, that and the other. So I think that's a very valid point to go backwards.
Absolutely.
To go forwards.
Absolutely. Anyway, we're going to move on. So we've got another caller on the line, and this is Alexandra. So let's bring Alexandra.
Hey,
Alexander, how are you?
I got some things to go on my chest real quick, briefly.
I'm going to... Alexander,
my career.
Okay, but just before we die, can I just quickly ask, where are you calling from?
Oh, Philadelphia, PA.
Wonderful. I'm going to leave you with the lovely Gail. So, Gail, meet Alexander.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Alexander. Nice to meet you.
Hey.
You're looking for a I'm really good, thank you. So it's nice to meet new people. Yeah, so you want to have a look at career. Are we looking at the current career or future career or a bit of both?
Both. I'm trying to do a cooking show online.
A cooking show?
Cooking show.
Yeah, do you? Fabulous.
Where do you see going with that? This is the audition team. Where do you see going with that?
I want to ask if you've been spending a lot of money out in preparation for this, first of all, because it's showing money going... It shows money going out before money comes in. So whether it's you're having to spend money out on promotional stuff or new clothes for interviews or whatever it is, so it shows... It shows some expenditure to start with. I do, however, have the cards indicating you going in a new direction and turning your back on what you've already achieved. Now, if if this is a new show and something you've never done before, then yes, I would say fantastic, because this is not about you sticking to old ground. It's about you forging forward, trying new things and using your creativity. So if this future link for you is about using your creativity and also using your instincts, and are you kind of talking and cooking all at the same time? Are you a presenter?
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm listening.
Yeah. So are you presenting and cooking at the same time, Alexander?
Yes.
Yeah, because what I can see in my mind's eye is like a kitchen, and you know, you're kind of, I feel that you've got a really good personality, and you can really kind of get things going, really okay. get things cooking, you know, not just in the kitchen, but with your personality. And it's just your instincts, because I feel for you, it's already in the bag. I feel you've already got some confidence with this. Am I right?
I do have confidence. Now, this is on an audition tape.
Okay.
Now, I submitted it in. Do you see it going, take it off?
Well, let's pull a further few cards. Oh, you know, I'm getting all tingly now because I've got two cards that mean success, but my instincts, I'm like I said, I'm a bit like an animal. My hair stands on end and I get itchy and all sorts of things with people. It's quite,
okay.
quite a performance, really. It's lucky you can't see me. But, yeah, you know, there's a couple of cards at success. You have got one of my fame and fortune cards, so to speak. So, although at the time you're not going to be sure where this is going, when I tune into it, I feel that there's a little bit of a change. So whether they change the set, whether they change your appearance, or there's something there which is like a little tweak, but then it all starts to go smoothly for you. Now, I'm also going to say that the studios you're working in may change location, because it feels to me as though you start off in one place and then you end up in a... But that feels
okay.
fine. That feels like a good thing
cool.
to me. I also
okay.
clairvoyantly pick up a deep blue colour for you, and I'm wondering if you use a handkerchief or something like that. I don't know if it's in your top pocket. I know chefs tend to have these towels in their hips, but I've got a
okay. Off that season, Miss. Off that subject. Off that subject. I want to get a woman's table before I go. I'm almost at work. What about relationships?
Relationships, okay. Let's have a little look for you. I feel a little tiredness there with you, Alexander. I feel as though you're needing to put a bit more oomph in things. I feel there is a lovely lady around you, and I feel that she is very calming around you. Whether she's a friend or something more, I'm not too clear on, because it's not giving me that information.
Right, because I spoke to a girl named Charity almost 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I never met her. Was that meant to be, or wasn't meant to be?
Okay, let me have a look. I feel that she's moved on, to be honest. I don't know if she's settled in with a family or something, or she's gone on to have a more permanent relationship with someone.
I understand that, but I mean, people gave me different readings and stuff, but she never got back with me.
Right. You've lost me now. The reason when you asked about relationships, I said to you there's a lady around you, whether she's a friend or something more. So we didn't actually pinpoint her as being the person you're now talking about. Yeah? So maybe there's some confusion that you think I'm talking about the same person, but we didn't actually pinpoint that. So I'm going to say when I'm cards on the person you then talked about in your past, I felt as though that was a closed door for you for the time being, okay, for whatever reason. You then asked me if this was something that was meant to have been. If it was meant to have been, it would have happened, or it will come round again to happen. But I feel at the moment the past is in the past. Now, the present does show somebody around you who is also a creative lady. I feel that if
you put an effort... I gotta go. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Take care.
And there he was. And there he was gone.
He must have been on the boil. Well, he must have had to go and sort his pans out.
Did I hear right? He's saying he was on his way to work, so he must have just arrived at work as well, Gail. He was a man on a mission, wasn't he? Goodness
yeah.
me.
But yeah, I do feel good about him for his career. And I feel, you know, I do feel that with his relationship, I feel there's somebody there who's supporting him. But you know how sometimes, you know that, do you remember Kirsty MacColl, the late
yes.
great, and she had a song called Funny How the Person You Fall in Love With Never Seems to Fancy You. Do you remember that?
I do, yes.
And I feel this is a case of somebody has got the hots for him. He's not aware of it.
Well, then again, that doesn't surprise me because he's in such headspace and focused
yeah.
on one thing.
Yeah.
He's not seeing outside of what's going on around him. So bless him,
around him. If he opens
Alexander,
his eyes,
you know, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
We do have another caller on the line, which is going to be lovely, Nicole. But before we go to Nicole, I think we'll play our second piece of music. This is somebody who I was very privileged way, way, way back. I'd sort of met very briefly once, and then that was it, gone. But when he passed away, and even to this day, the place where, because he died in a motor accident, it is still marked even today on the anniversary of his passing with flowers. And this is the late and great Mr. Mark Bolan and T-Rex.
I knew you were going to say that.
Enjoy.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
The amazing Mr. Mike Davis. You will see him at the roadshow in February. And before that, the late, great Mark Bolan and T-Rex and Metal Guru. Very underestimated in a way, I feel, with with his songwriting, Mark Bolan. you have to really read some of his lyrics. It's a bit like David Bowie in a way, that you have to really dive into the lyrics and really get into them to see exactly what the message is. But an amazing artist and musician, and even today, although he's sadly not with us, but you have a listen to how many bands today are influenced by the energy of Mark Bolan. Right, we must plough on with the calls. And we have Nicole, I believe, on the line next. So let's say a very big welcome to Nicole. Hi, are you there? Talk to me, Nicole. Do we have Nicole?
Hello.
Hi, is that Nicole?
Yes, this is Nicole. How are you?
I'm good, my lovely. How are you? Whereabouts are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nicole. I'm calling from New York.
From New York. Wonderful. Nicole, I'm going to leave you in the very capable hands of my special guest, Gail Hart. So, Nicole, meet Gail. Gail, it's over to you.
Hi, Nicole. Nice to meet you, too. What can I do for you this evening?
Hi, Gail. How are you? I just wanted to know if you can see what's going on with my friend, Kel.
Kel?
Yes, Kel.
Okay. Now, did I hear this right? Is it your friend Kel or your friend's health?
I'm sorry. It's my friend's health, his health.
Jerry, can you type that for me? Because I'm not hearing that clearly.
The joys of modern radio. Nicole's asking about her friend's health.
Health?
Yeah.
Now, Nicole, although we can't, in a way, my lovely, go into too much detail with questions about health, but I know that Gay will pick up on the energy choice. So,
when somebody asks me about health, it's a very, very strange area, because always I say to people, I am not a qualified GP, so I would always say if there are health problems, go to your GP. I am, however, a qualified Australian bushflower essence practitioner. So when people ask me about health, I'd like to remind people that my belief is that we are mind, body and spirit connected. So sometimes what's going on in our physical body is the later stage of what's been happening in our emotional or our mental state. So rather than kind of look at what we can do to improve the physical state, we can look at what's happening emotionally or mentally. So in the same way that we know stress and anxiety can cause stomach acid and stomach ulcers, yeah?
Mm-hmm,
you can agree with me with that? We can agree that stress can cause muscle tension. So we kind of look at what is going on. So what I've done, on behalf of your friends, I've pulled 5 of my Australian bushflower cards. Now, bear in mind, because I'm not a GP, this is the way that I work. What has come for your friend is the need to be more practical, more down to earth. So I'm wondering if your friend is kind of living in the imagination a lot and jumping to conclusions. Is it this? Is it that? So there may be a sense of not really themselves knowing what's going on. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second card that I've pulled is talks about a commitment, maybe a sense of wanting to give up. So whatever project they're starting or even in a relationship, the feeling of like, oh, well, I've started it. I don't know how to continue it. I don't know how to finish it. So a kind of need to have more commitment to what they're doing. Okay?
Right.
The third card is about self-approval and acceptance and a fear of rejection. So it's already shown some anxieties and the need for more confidence within the self. Now, three of the cards that I've pulled are red flowers. Now, red indicates the circulation, the heart. So I'm wondering if there are worries. Does your friend move a lot or need to move a little bit more to get the circulation going?
Right. You know, he's one that doesn't like to go to the hospital. And he's always, you're absolutely right, because he's saying his heart, he always has chest pains and he works out, but I don't know what's causing it. I said, I'm not a doctor. He doesn't want to go to the hospital.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, the first port of call is always to go to the GP, and this is maybe the fear factor that comes in. And you know, it may be that there's been a negative experience with a health practitioner in the past, that maybe he wasn't believed in the past. That's how that's coming across to me. So then brings a fear of like, well, will I be believed? Will I be listened to? So that's where this fear of rejection comes in for me. That's how that's speaking to me, that particular flower. It also talks about willpower. So again, a sense of giving up too easily. So again, that could be any area of his life. So whether it's work, relationships, or you know, even an exercise regime, you know, that can be as well. I've also got that he's needing to listen to others a little bit more. So when it comes to the health authority, he's maybe thinking that they don't know what they're talking about. Does that make sense?
Right.
You know how some people say, they go, oh, the doctors don't know what they're talking about. So that's
his favorite word. Nobody knows what they're talking about.
Oh, bless his soul. Yeah. Well, the flower that's come for him, and if he wanted to treat himself with it, because I work with, have you heard of flower essences before? Are you familiar with them? Well,
no.
Most health shops sell them in one form or another. And they kind of originated in Britain, which is where our show is broadcast from. And there's batch flower essences. We sell them in most health shops and major chemists in the UK. So they're very widely accepted and used here. But every country has their own version. And certainly there's the Californian flower essences. There's also the Pacific flower essences that I'm aware of with the United States. But I work with the Australian ones because I just felt that for me that was the right way to go. And the flower that's particularly come up, which is about the, you know, that nobody knows what they're talking about, is one called Guinea Lily. And it's a huge flower. It's absolutely massive flower. And it comes to people who think, I'm bigger and better than everyone else. Now, I hope your friend's not listening because he'll probably come round and give me a good slap if he's saying this. Oh, my God. Who is this mad English woman criticizing me? But and it's a funny one because if it comes up for me, and I use the flowers all the time, I then realize that I'm getting a bit overly egotistical. I'm getting too much of a sense of my own importance. And this flower helps us listen to other people and accept their point of view. So his stubbornness to get this checked out is more about him not listening to other people's points of view.
Okay, right.
Does that make sense? And if he has got problems with the heart, that's a massive area to be looking at, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I'm so concerned about that, you know?
Yeah, so I'm wondering how you can get around this. It's really hard. You know, if it's you that I'm dealing with, then fine, because you're going to listen to me. You're open to it. When someone comes on somebody else's behalf, it's like dragging the horse to water and then trying to force them to drink it. So it may be worth having a conversation, tell him what's come up today and say, well, you know, if you're not interested in this particular health practitioner, can we have you checked out somewhere else? Let's go for a health MOT. I get the feeling that he would go for a health MOT rather than go to the GP about something specific. Because I get the feeling that he's somebody that would do it as a, well, I'm doing it. This is something everyone's doing it. So come on. So even if you book yourself in at the same time, I say I've got a two for the price of one. Lie through your teeth if you have to, and you know, find a way to, just to reassure both of you. I just feel it's about reassurance, and not allowing it to become bigger than it needs to be. You know, the issue, not the health problem. You know, the thought form around it. I hope that's helped.
Yes, it helped. I felt better, a little relieved.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad to have helped you today. And if you'd like to call in at another time, we'd be more than happy to do another reading.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay.
And Nicole, before you go, my love, Nicole, just remember that you can always play the podcast back to your friend as well in a day or so if you want to, so that he can have a listen to what Gail was channeling through. And then, as Gail said, then we'll be safe because we'll be off air and all. Play somewhere else. playing back and see what happens. But I hope there's been some help for you, my love, and thank you ever so much for calling into Soul Purpose.
Right, thanks for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome, Nicole. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the thing, is, you know, there are, with those lovely flower remedies that you work with, it's nice because it brings a different energy and healing energy into a reading for somebody, Gail. And it's, again, well, I felt with this guy as well, this is, you picked up on the first thing which I was nodding with, which was stress, and I feel a lot of it was stress.
Yeah. Big, big problem. I'm currently studying herbalism, actually, Jerry.
Oh, wow.
And I'm doing a year-long apprenticeship. And we cannot emphasize overly how stress affects people. And it has such a knock-on effect.
Absolutely.
On physical
Absolutely.
Being, yeah. emotional being, everything. It's such a block. It really is. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a big part of the world in which we live.
Mm.
But it's how we deal with it that matters.
I'm a big fan of bubble baths and treating myself to flowers.
I think I might be a big fan of those champagne readings, but I'm not sure how many I'd get through. Anyway, let's move on. We have another call on the line, and this is Mary Lou, who's calling in on Skype, I believe. So, Mary Lou, hi and welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, my love. Whereabouts are you calling from?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Wonderful. And how can we help you today, Mary Lou? Is there a specific question?
No, I would just love a message from Spirit.
Okay. Gail, I'm going to let you jump in first.
Mary Lou, that's a very interesting one. When we talk about having messages from Spirit, sometimes people have different ideas of that, because sometimes it's a guided message, which could come from my guide or it could come from your guide. And sometimes people, they have a hope that it will come from a specific person, so whether that's a family member or whether it's a friend. Now, as I'm tuning into you, Mary Lou, I'm looking up at my bookcase, and I've rested on a book which says family history. So I'm wondering if you're looking for a link from somebody that was connected to your family. Would that make sense?
You know, I will be open to anything. I will be blessed to be given.
Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, well, I'm still going to stick on family, okay, because that's I very, very rarely look at this particular book, and that's really jumping out at me at the minute. So when I'm tuning in to my guides as well, I'm just kind of feeling that the message is around family, it's around the people around you, and also the message comes in from a family member. The name Ruth is being given to me, so whether that goes way back into your ancestry, because when I tune into that, I'm being shown a lady who would have crocheted quite a lot, actually, because I kind of feel as though she's got something around her head which would have had a lace trimming or a crochet trimming. Now, I can understand that if you don't know your ancestry of your family members, it'll take a while to kind of go back through old photos and ask around. So I'm just going to go with what actually comes here. And as I'm tuning into this, I'm being shown family members that would have also had a psychic link. So I'm being shown divination with playing cards, and I'm being shown divination with teacups. And I'm asking, Mary Lou, if you have felt you've wanted to expand on your psychic skills.
I am definitely working on that.
Brilliant, because I feel that that is the direction that Spirit would like to push you into. I feel that there is support coming through from an ancestor in Spirit, because there has been this connection before, and it feels to me as though it's coming through again. I'm now being shown runestones. I don't know if you're familiar with runestones. And it just feels to me as though this family member in your spirit family would like this to be continued through you. So I'm going to say have a go at different types of divination. When I say divination, some people might know it as fortune telling. And there's something here coming through as well. I'm being shown cravats or ties. So there's a male spirit around you who to me feels as though he's coming from the Victorian era. And he's talking about your back and standing straight. So I don't know if you've been slouching too much, but he's talking about either lengthening or straightening your spine. Would that make any sense to you at all? Or is that for something else?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe have a little think about it, you know, when we've gone off our air. But I certainly feel your message is to kind of increase your psychic links that you already have. That it does feel as though the importance of family cannot be overly emphasized. Now, that's come word for word from my guide for you. And there's something here about more sharing. I know that in America you have the Thanksgiving thing, which we don't do over here in the UK. But it feels to me as though you are a charitable lady, Mary Lou. And I'm kind of psychically seeing you with, to me it's almost like a big turkey or something like with a cloth over it. And there's a sharing going on. So there's a community feel coming up for you. So whether this is done on a charitable level or whether it's done for family, there's a sense of giving being appreciated from you. Okay?
I just made a turkey.
God bless you. You're going to share it.
I try.
Oh, who are you going to share it with?
I don't know. I fed my kids, and there's no one else around, so it might end up getting frozen.
Well, now everyone's heard you on live on air. They'll be queuing outside your door. That's why you've just cooked a big turkey. But I know Jerry said that he works with the Native American animal cards. I don't know if you're familiar with those. Certainly, I've had a deck of medicine cards myself. And my understanding of turkey is that it's about sharing, it's about giving. Am I right, Jerry? Are you with us?
I am. Yes, no, I am. Sorry, I'm there. Just the turkey is known as the bird of giving away.
That's it, the giveaway.
Yeah. The giveaway. Yeah, absolutely.
Which is why turkey is symbolically used for sharing, isn't it? Bringing people together.
Most definitely, and I just want to, I don't want to interrupt Gail with your flow, I'm sorry, but can I just ask Mary Lou, who's the person who has the big brown eyes that you link with somebody who has big brown eyes?
I don't know, I have brown eyes.
You have brown eyes? Oh, she's got the brown eyes. Okay, it's you that's got the brown eyes. I wanted to link with somebody who has brown eyes, and there's a big attraction around somebody with you who really loves the brown eyes. So I'll come back to you in a minute. Sorry, Gail, didn't mean to interrupt. Love, you carry on.
That's fine. Was that okay for you, Mary Lou? Or do you have any questions you want to ask?
Well, that was good. Thank you, Gail.
Oh, no problem. I feel quite excited for the direction that you choose to go in with your psychic skills, actually. And maybe I'll be ringing you in a couple of years' time for reading.
I don't know.
Never know.
It's there, but working with it sometimes, like pulling teeth out of my own head.
We all have stumbling blocks. Yeah. Well, always when we're learning something new, it sinks in for a while, and then we kind of come to a standstill, and then we have to learn a little bit more. It comes in fits and starts, so be patient with yourself. And I think sometimes it's frustrating because you see somebody at the level you want to be at and it can't happen overnight. It's an unfolding. So that's my guide speaking. When I start bringing out words that I can't pronounce, my guides are kind of putting words into my mouth that it's an unfolding, Mary Lou. That's what they're not talking about origami either. They're saying, you know, that the soul is constantly evolving. It's constantly learning. So for you, you already have the heart connection with others. You have a lot of love in your heart, and that is what brings people to you. And I feel over the coming year or two, and I'm getting really tingly with this, I'm getting almost like static electricity around me. So as I said, when I do reason, I get really physical with them. And I really feel that your heart connection with others is going to be bringing friends of friends into your life. They're not complete strangers. There will be a link. So friends of friends coming into your life and just feeling, I don't know why I was drawn towards you, but I feel as though I want to be in your company. And I feel that's going to start to happen more and more as you kind of like start to give messages to people without even realizing it. Sometimes we give messages to people at the bus stop and we don't even realize we're doing it, and it's just exactly what they may need to hear, or it may be what we need to hear.
I do that more than reading on demand.
Yeah, Yeah, and that is part of our calling as psychics. You'll start finding that, like I was saying earlier, I don't know if you heard the early part when I was introduced by Jerry, where I said, you know, as a 20-year-old, I was working in a pub and I just couldn't help myself. You know, I was looking at people's palms, like, you're this, you're that, and just linking into people. And that's, you know, for those of us who truly do this work, we're thrown in at the deep end. And we don't actually, in a lot of ways, we don't have a choice. It sounds a bit glib, but I know that when I found myself in day-to-day jobs, it comes out sooner or later. And the next thing I know, I'm counselling people, I'm talking to people, I'm predicting for people. And I feel that that is a very natural path for you as well, Mary Lou.
Yeah.
I feel really happy for you. You don't sound too convinced.
You know, it's like you don't know when you're doing it. Like someone will give them wise advice and they didn't hear it. And the next day, something will come up in conversation and I'll repeat word for word either what they said or what they
said.
But I don't know that I'm doing it. It was just something that they need to rehear. So if it was like a long quote, I will repeat it word for word and I won't know until they freak out that I just did it.
There you go. Don't underestimate yourself. That's your guides working through you, even though you're not aware of them. Have you started any development classes?
Yeah, I've done this for years.
Yeah, good, good. Keep at it. That's all I'm going to say.
I agree. Yeah, keep at it, definitely.
Jerry, we can have her on the show in a couple of years' time.
Or even before then, probably.
Yep.
Can I just say, Mary Lou, you've really got to try and stop hiding your light away or doubting your own ability. It's a very natural ability with you, and the healing energy that comes across with you is also very strong. I just feel that 2013, it is a 6 year, and a part of the energy of the snake is it's also about healing, but it's also about shedding the skin. Like a snake, when it grows, it sheds the skin and moves on. It's also about tapping into that higher consciousness. And that snake energy is there for you, I feel, Mary Lou, and it's just waiting for you to take that little step forwards and say, right, I feel I'm ready now. Whereas in the past, I feel you've just stepped back and gone, I don't feel quite ready yet. You've got to turn it around, my love. I feel next year you've got to step forwards and say to Spirit, right, I'm ready. Let's see where this is. And I tell you what, Gail will back me up on this. This can be the most annoying, frustrating, stressful, but then again, rewarding, healing work you could ever do in your life. And so really, Mary Lou, I feel take courage in both hands and just jump at it.
Okay, thank you.
Nice to meet you, Mary Lou.
Was there something else you were trying to say about brown eyes?
I just very quickly, my lovely, it's just that there was somebody in spirit who was trying to connect with you. This is a man. They were very much pointing out that they loved your big, they said big brown eyes. It felt almost as if there was an unrequited love energy here. It's, you know, it's just somebody who never had the chance to really express what they felt. And I feel this person, unfortunately, passed in some sort of tragic circumstances. I had the name, I don't know whether this is a Rick or a name that sounded like that coming through. The name wasn't that clear with me when I heard it, I must admit. But it's somebody who was also trying to encourage you to open your heart and just let things flow a lot around you, if that makes sense. But very much an unrequited love coming through, Mary Lou.
Okay.
And you can't link. I know you can't link with that directly, but there is a song, very famous song. I think it was back in the late 50s or maybe into the 60s rather. Look up the lyrics on the internet because it's about your name.
I already know it.
See what the words say to you. I'll leave you to go and have a look for it. I hope there's been some help for you.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for being a part of Soul Purpose.
All right, Mary Lou.
Bye.
Take care. God bless.
Bye.
That's the lovely Mary Lou. 760-283-4611 is the number you need to dial if you want to get through to Soul Purpose. If you're dialing from outside the USA, you need to prefix 001. Mind you, I've just looked at the time. The time is already flying, and we're into the last almost 20 minutes of the show. So I wanted to bring the next caller in, and we have Paul waiting on the line. So, Paul, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, is that Paul? I'm good, thanks, Paul. Whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm from the South Coast.
You're on the South Coast? Oh, you lucky thing, you. Oh, near Brighton. Oh, right. Oh, you're not that far from where I'm sitting then. How can we help today, Paul?
Just a general please and a little bit about my love life, if I'm going to have one or not.
Okay. In that case, Gail, it's over to you, my love.
Okay. So what was that, whether you're going to have one or not? Did I hear that?
Yeah,
right?
Well, there's a thing. I do meditation and I ask for, I'm not giving no names, but I ask, it's a bit weird. I ask for a message, who it's going to be, and the phone goes. It's done it four times now, so wow. It seems like she's just a friend. But I've asked, and the phone goes, so I don't know if it's her.
Is it that particular person that you're thinking about? Is it that particular person you're thinking about that rings?
I just asked. I said, please can you tell me which one it is. If it is, please give me a sign.
And the phone rings, and then what? Who's at the end of the phone?
The person who...
You're asking about.
Yeah, four times, yeah.
Well, have you not just answered your own question then?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't asked it. I don't know if they're mucking about or what, because I've had readings for the last 3 years and not one of them's come true.
Oh, bless. You haven't had any with me, have you, though? Sometimes people say that. I've had people come and say, yeah, nothing's ever happened or whatever. And I don't know why that can be if you're going to different people, because surely one of them should be right, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah. I had 3 years ago, a dark-headed lady coming in Christmas 3 years ago, punched me at a party, never went. It was moved after Christmas. And it was,
so you didn't go to the party, so you thought you didn't meet her.
But there was no party. I was told that I was getting an invite, and no one invited me. And I thought, same thing for the year, and this and that. I thought I'd give up.
Do you know what? I hear you totally. I hear you on this, Paul, and I totally sympathise with you. Before I was kind of like reading full time, I would go and have a lot of readings myself. And timings, again, really, really hard, which is why I hate being pushed into the corner with timings, because, again, it's that, when's it going to happen? And I know for myself, someone said to me, oh, you're going to meet someone in October, and I was waiting all October, yes, they're coming, of course, nothing, and I was so disappointed. Forgot all about it, sure enough, the next October, there he was. So timings can be very difficult. I personally... wouldn't dismiss any of the information you've had, because some of the predictions I've had have actually taken 10 years to manifest, because the reader at that time was looking that far in advance. They didn't know it. They thought this was something happening soon. So I'm going to ask you, just to make a little note, you know, maybe write down what's already been told you. Don't dismiss it. And I've had that with some of my own clients where people have said, oh, what I tell them has already been told to them by someone else, but they would have said it years ago, whereas I'm saying it now. So I do feel there's a kind of timing issue at the moment. Now, that said, Paul, I've put some cards down for you on the particular romance side of things that you asked for. And it's saying that, yes, in the past you've been waiting, which is exactly what you've told me, but the cards are confirming it. You've been waiting around, you've been hanging around and waiting, do I go this way, do I go that way? And not quite sure if you should be taking action yet. The cards are saying that the person who is calling you, well, I assume it's the person calling you, or whoever is on your mind the most, I get a big yes to. Because I did start off saying to you, do you not think that this is somebody trying to give you a big hint here? And I'm smiling. You know, I just kind of feel that things are looking good. It says that in the past, you've tried to get things off the background, but it wasn't quite right. So either there's a sense of wanting it to be perfect, or feeling there was a piece missing, and maybe kind of saying, well, let's just see, let's wait and see. Now, the lady that comes in is very feminine. If she does wear jeans. Well, yeah. she does wear jeans and dungarees. It's done in a feminine way, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So this is just somebody who, you know, she's all woman, let's put it that way, which I feel that you're very receptive to, which is good because, you know, you asked about romance, you didn't tell me your sexuality, so, you know.
we're in
agreement that a woman would be beneficial to you, so that's interesting. And she comes in as somebody very loving, very caring, very natural, non-argumentative, which is always a blessing in a relationship. And it says that now in your life is a time that you're getting a lot more organized. You know, it's like, well, I've done this, I've done it. It's like you've got a checklist of other things, not to do with the relationship, but other priorities that you've had to complete. I'm laughing because I'm being shown a shed. I don't know if you have a shed in your garden or what to do with a shed, whether it's to do with her or to do with you. Sometimes I get these random images coming in. I've no idea what's going on. But you have got the romance card slap bang in the here and now. So much as I hate having to do timings, but the way that I do this particular spread, it's saying sooner rather than later. I don't want to give a date because that leads, what I found personally is if I give a date, that date comes and goes and people are like, oh, it didn't happen then.
Yeah.
And you build yourself. I really, really hate giving dates.
Yeah,
and I don't like being pushed into a corner with it. But, you know, it just says sooner rather than later. So the time is right. You know, this is a good time for romance. The next few weeks for you do show partnership possibilities. You've also got the yes card, the happiness and dreams come true. You've also got opportunities coming your way. Now, it's all sounding really lovely and really rosy.
Yeah, that's what I've been told as well.
Your hopes and fears are showing a commitment because part of you really wants it and part of you is a little bit scared of it, which is natural.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're going to spend the rest of our lives with someone, it's got to be someone absolutely amazing, hasn't it?
Yeah,
the rest of my life is just any old one. Now, as I tune in, the name Joe is being given to me, and it feels like J-O rather than J-O-E. Now, that doesn't guarantee that the lady you meet is called Joe, but there may be a Joe-Joanne connection, whether it's for a friend or you meet at Joe's Cafe or something like that. So as I'm tuning into my names, I usually get them really shouted at me, Paul. So make a mental note of that. And usually they're very specific when they come. They're not kind of like, oh, it could be a J or something like that. They're usually very, very, like, it's J-O and that's it. It's short for Joanne and it's Joe. So whatever that connection is that brings this lady to you. I'm going to say a but because there's always a but. And in my case, it's a big but, but hey. You have got the frustration card. So again, this is coming down to timing, which is where I started off with this. So again, it's so frustrating because it's like seeing the bus is coming, and you can see the bus is coming, and then suddenly it breaks down, or whatever happens, or it goes on diversion. And I feel that this is how it's been for you, yeah? So all you've been getting is signals of like, this is coming, it's arriving, and then it's like, hang on, what happened? That one went out of service, or that, you know. So I do still get that although this is on track for you, and it does feel very lovely, and I do feel you deserve it, and if it was in my power and I had my magic wand, then yes, I would put her in your life right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what comes up is why there's delays, I do not know. But
I ain't got a clue either.
No, and there's always a mystery with that, but all that's coming up here is timing. So when I've had this before with clients, I look at it and I say, well, it may well be that although you're ready to and open for this relationship, the other person has other stuff to do and that sidetracks them. So whatever it is. Now,
I've heard that before as well, so.
Right, okay. So that's how that's coming. And unfortunately, can't change it, but the lady is still there in your cards.
Well, yeah, I know Joe, but she's not. I know I met Joe a couple of weeks ago. It's got nothing to do with a relationship.
Yeah, but there's more than one person called Joe in the universe.
Yeah, that's what I've met the last couple of weeks. So that
someone says to me, you're going to meet a John. You know, there could be a hundred. Yeah, and you know, spirit does that to us. It sends us red herrings.
And that's what I think they've been doing. I mean, like I said, they've had all these people have had that women coming in,
They have come in, but they haven't been girlfriend material. They've just been friends. And I thought, why send me her for? I said, the girlfriend. Then another one shows up. And I thought, no, they're not girlfriends, they're just friends. But they've not been wrong. They said a woman has been coming into my life, but not for that period reason. It's just a friend's or just spirit needs to heal them through me talking to them for some reason.
Well,
I don't know why.
All I could really say with that is that someone once said to me, they said, oh, you know, you're going to be a clairvoyant, blah, blah, blah. And I was actually a dressmaker at the time. I said, well, why did they train me to be a dressmaker when I was going to be a clairvoyant? And they said, well, you had to be doing something while you were getting ready. Now, because it's been a long wait for this person to come into your life, it might seem like distractions, but it's like, it's space fillers, it's gap fillers. That's how that's coming. It's kind of keeping you interested. And unfortunately,
I've been doing platform mediumship.
Sorry, guys, I need to jump in. Sorry, Paul, to interrupt my friend, but I'm just also look at the time because the show time is running out extremely quick. And I hate to cut you short, Gail, but we need to move on, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Paul, the one thing also is that I feel that you would, because you have a lot going on and Gay was picking up on so much, I feel that maybe to understand this divine timing and how this universal law is actually working around you, maybe a longer one-to-one is going to serve you a lot more purpose. But I do thank you for being a part of the of Soul Purpose, though, Paul. Hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Good luck, lady.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've only got about 10 minutes, Gail, and I did want to try and get one more caller in before the end of the show. And we've also got one more piece of music to play. But I think we ought to concentrate on the caller rather than the music. So I'll just asking my producer who's the next caller on the line, Mr. P, and we must go straight over to them, I feel. So, who have we got on the line? All I had in my ear then was a little...
Hello.
Oh, hello. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, my name's John Snell.
Ah, John, and whereabouts are you calling from?
I am calling from Wichita, Kansas.
From Wichita, brilliant. Well, and how can we help you today, John?
Okay, well, I just recently moved here, and I was thinking I could ask you guys to, you know, about relationships, you know, will I meet anyone here soon, anything like that?
Okay.
With a voice like that, of course.
Now, Gail, I'll do this one. You're going to be too much. You won't be in a...
I'm spoken for anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what... I'd tell you what, John. You see, as she said with a voice like that, and it's very interesting, John. And the reason why I'm smiling is because the last track I was going to play on the show tonight was Barry White. And so, with your voice coming over a little bit, sounding a little bit like Barry White. Okay, let's have a look. What I'd like to do, though, if I may, I want to ask you your date of birth, please. What's your date of birth?
My birthday is October the 18th, 1962.
1062. Okay, let's have a look and see where you're at. All right, okay. You are coming into a year of transformation and change with you, but I also feel you've got to change the way that you think. And I feel that you've got to change the way you think about yourself. I feel that you have underestimated your own levels of attraction for far too long. Now, one of the pitfalls that us psychics fall into, John, is when we talk about old emotional pain or old emotional scars with people, because everybody at some point in their life has been through some emotional pain or upset. You're no exception to the rule. So what I'd like to know with you is, where deep down in you has that emotional scar not been allowed to heal? Because I feel there is one.
Oh, wow. You know,
and you don't need to answer that if you don't wish to, but there is one. I feel there's one in there. As I'm tracking back, my guides are taking me back along your little timeline on your Earth life. It was like there was something very abrupt with you. It's almost as if there was a romance or a heart connection with somebody that just suddenly got severed, like there's been an axe put to it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
It was very, very abrupt.
That was just my last relationship.
Okay, right. Now, that abruptness, I feel, left you really up in the air wondering, what if it happens again? I had so many questions I never got answered. Am I ever going to have the time to heal this before I meet somebody else? Am I going to get an opportunity to ask all the questions I didn't get to have answered? And that's the sort of thoughts I feel have been going around in that very complicated mind of yours, John.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's time for you to move on and let this one go. And it does need to heal.
Yes, that's why I'm in Kansas. Well, that's part of the reason why I'm
but
in Kansas.
The problem, even though you might, okay, all right. So you may have moved city or you may have moved state, but the thing is, you haven't left it behind. You've taken it with you.
Yeah, I didn't leave the baggage.
You've taken it with you.
I'm really trying to drop it off somewhere in a deep pit.
I'm gonna suggest something here which sounds extremely obvious, but it's going to be very effective. What I'd like you to do, first of all, when you have some time, is to sit and write this person a letter. And you must put everything on paper, and it must be handwritten, everything on paper that you feel that you want to say, whether it's with anger, with love, with sentiment, whatever. Write it all out in a letter. And as soon as you've written the letter, I then want you to take it outdoors, into the yard, and burn it.
Set it free.
Exactly. And as you're burning it, and as you're quite rightly saying, you're then asking within your own self that the feelings within you are released, and that anything that needs to be let go of can be let go and be taken off into the universe. And you need to, if you can, you need to try and do that before the end of this year. Preferably, you need to do it tomorrow. The 26th, the day after tomorrow, Friday. You need to do it Friday. Now, you have already got somebody from your past who will step back in around the early part of March of next year. There is also somebody new who you meet through a social event, and that's the only way I'm being given it, a social event, over the next 2.5 months. This is somebody who this is somebody who has some connection with property development. They're not in real estate as such as buying and selling houses, but they're in some sort of property development work. Oh, they had that connection around them. And your year next year is a very big year for you, particularly in August, because that is your power month, when I feel that a relationship of extreme depth and longevity will be around you.
All right.
Now, unfortunately, I'm not going to have the time there, John, to go into it in much more detail than that, because I've only got 3 or 4 minutes left to the end of the show. But if you can do, first of all, that little thing of writing the letter and burning it, and then just asking the angels around you and the universe as a whole, the energy of the universe around you, and so I am now ready to receive and welcome in this new relationship. You watch how quickly it happens.
Mm-hmm. It's unique that you told me this, because I have done some work similar to that earlier in life and stuff, you know, years, you know. That's how I would release, you know, I would ask the universe you know, for things or to bless me, and that's how I would do it. I would write it down and I would, how you might say, feed it to the four winds.
Absolutely.
And as soon as you started saying that, I resonated with it so strongly. I really did. And I will be, actually, I had kind of like started writing some stuff already. But I will definitely be doing that.
Good. Well, I have to leave that with you, my friend, because I'm so unfortunate we're just roughly coming to the end of the show. But I wanted to get your call in before we finish, so that was more important than listening to Barry White, although I have a feeling that from the comments I've seen from some of the ladies on here at the moment, you won't have a problem finding a person who you really want to give your heart to, because there's a lot of people out there who are really going to just... fall in love with your energy. And I must leave it there, and thank you very much for being a part of the show.
Oh, and I just want to thank you for taking me, you know, like this and stuff, and everything that you told me is resonated so well. And
pleasure.
I will be taking that instruction, and I just want to, you know, thank you again, and wish everybody, you know, a safe and happy evening.
And to you, thank you very much indeed. Bless your heart. Take care.
Ashe.
Gail, we've only got literally a minute left of the show, my lovely. Can I just, before we go, firstly, thank you very much for being a part of the show today. What is your website address that people can
link to? It's all the W's dot Gail, G-A-I-L, heart, H-A-R-T, .co.uk.
And they can find you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook under Gail Hart, G-A-I-L, H-A-R-T. There's a picture of me with a
wonderful
Barbie doll, I think. A witchy Barbie doll, the current profile picture. And
wonderful.
I have another website, which is mysticalparties.co.uk, which is for all my entertainment and corporate work. If you're planning a big party, then go there. And I also have another products page for the flower remedies, which is floweralternatives.co.uk. It might even be .com. I can't even remember my own website.
they will find you, my love. And thank you very much.
Yeah.
And you must come back on again
at some
time.
I've really enjoyed myself, Jerry. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And thank you to everybody that's been called into the show. My big thanks to Ken, the producer. Mr. Mike Davis has been in the background also screening calls tonight. To thank you to Mike. And I just wish you a lot of peace and happiness, and we'll speak again very, very soon. Take care. God bless.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
You have been listening to Soul Purpose on Mike Spirit FM with international psychic medium Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry again next week at the same time, or you can connect directly to Jerry by going to his website. It's www.senseofknowing.co.uk or via Facebook. Thank you for being a part of Soul Purpose. Have a peaceful week ahead.